specifični, dobri, stari, srpsko-hrvatski, koji postoji samo za slovenački pogled. To je zapravo, ja mislim, jezik iz stare Jugoslavije, slovenačke nomenklature, birokratije u Beogradu. Tako da.
Bratstvo i jedinstvo je završeno. Vreme je da se upoznamo, se pravi bratstvo i jedinstvo je končano. Čast je da se spoznamo, jer mislim da je to demagogija.
Balkan Express. Vsako drugo sredo, točno opoldne.
Dragi publikum, lepo pozdravljeni na Balkan Expressu. Danes potujemo v Bolgarijo. Govorili bomo o začetkih študentske blokade oziroma o angažirani mlajši generaciji in pa na Hrvaško. V Bolgariji so se protesti proti takratni konzervativni vladi pričeli pred približno enim letom. Vlada je zaradi pritiskov sicer padla, vendar nova oblast socialistične stranke, ki je oblikovala tehnično vlado, ni kaj dosti spremenila situacijo v Bolgariji. Po nastavitvi medijskega mogula Delijana Pejevskega, nekoč že obtoženega korupcije, za direktore državne varnostne agencije so ljudje znova napolnili ulice in zahtevali, da je takoj odstranjen. Zgodilo se je zgolj to, da ga je premijer Plamen Orešarski imenoval za poslanca bolgarskega parlamenta. Politikantske igrice so spodbudile tudi študente, ki so zasedli nekatere fakultete v Sofiji. Najširše zahteve študentov so, da vlada takoj odstopi in da se razpiše nove volitve. Skratka, na tej ravni ni zaznati ravno nekih radikalnih premikov v bolgarski družbi. No, kakorkoli, mlajša generacija se je angažirala, tako smo z Marijo Čerečevo iz Združenja evropskih novinarjev Bolgarija govorili o začetkih študentske blokade, situaciji na podiju predstavniškega politikanstva in potencialnih novih političnih idejah v Bolgariji.
The students' protest now is part of a wave of protests that have been happening in Bulgaria for the past year. Actually, the first wave of protests was in February, and massive protests against the social inequalities and the problems with the people with the low income. So those protests ended up with the resignation of the former conservative government of the Prime Minister Boyko Borisov. So after that, the new government was elected by so-called expert government of the Socialist Party in a coalition. And just a few weeks after the new government came into power, there was a very scandalous appointment of a boss of the National Security Agency, Delian Pevski, who is a media mogul and a person kind of related to the in the society. It is so that he's related to the mafia. So there, in the day of his appointment, huge wave of protests emerged, demanding his resignation, which actually happened, and then the resignation of the whole government. So these protests were ongoing for the whole summer, every day for a month, and this is the third wave of this period of protests, when the students of the Sofia University 3 weeks ago, tomorrow it will be three weeks exactly, started occupation of the Sofia University, and after that many other universities in Bulgaria joined, the Economic University in Sofia, other universities in Sofia, and then the ones in Burgas, Varna, Plovdiv, Veliko Trnovo. So the demand is the same, the resignation of the government, but also we can say that this wave of protests is extending the scope of the demand with more social equality, social rights and solidarity in the society. So it's not it's kind of broader, but the main demand is one, and the students and all the people who actually support them are wanting one and the same thing, the resignation and new elections.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now as I know, the Socialist Party is in in government now. Before yes. was Conservative Party. Okay, now if the Socialist Party will resign, is there any alternative in Bulgaria? And is there any initiative from below which is trying to find out some new solutions in political development in Bulgaria?
Actually, after the start of the protests in June, a new coalition of parties emerged. It's called the Reform Bloc, Reformatist Bloc, if we can say it like this. But and it now there are like five parties joining, and the thing is that most of the parties in the bloc that are more liberal conservative, but also there is the Green Party in the bloc, are not new parties. Those are old parties who demand reforms, European development of Bulgaria, and recognition of the law. But now they, according to the latest polls, they would gain like 7%, which is not a true alternative. And according to the latest polls, the system will replicate itself again. I mean, the Socialist Party still has the biggest proportion of the electoral power in Bulgaria. Mm-hmm. But the problem is that this government now has Delian Peski was not the only scandalous appointment. There have been many appointments of people related to the mafia or to corrupt practices that had actually been taken off power lately. So the demand now is for new democratic elections and a new government that would be held accountable by the uprising civil society now. Mm-hmm.
Okay, but during these protests, has any, I don't know, new formed party, or maybe not party, maybe some coalition of party was established?
The Reform Bloc is a new coalition of parties that emerged during the protests in the summer, which may be considered, it is a new political formation. But the overall problem of the Bulgarian society right now is the lack of trust in the political system. So mostly the people do not want to associate themselves with political movements, which kind of is putting the situation in a deadlock, because if no new parties emerge, the situation cannot be actually changed. But that's why there are demands for constitutional reforms that would change the electoral system and make a little bit more proportionate division of powers. Mm-hmm. And more choices of the citizens, but no really powerful political movement has been formed a part of this bloc, which would, according to the polls, would not gain more than 10%. Still, the society is the trust in this government is really like a record low, less than 20%, and they are still in their first year of power, so this system cannot survive very long. Mm-hmm. Especially after today, when the students, because we didn't discuss this topic, the students actually went out of the universities and started occupation of the parliament, and there have been clashes with the police, and many people supported them during this civil action.
Yes, that was my next question. I would like to know what was going on today, because yes, I read that there was some clash between students and police. What was going on?
So the students have been largely criticized that they have been occupying only the universities, and that the energy stays in the universities. So today they initiated the occupation of the parliament when there was parliament assembly. So the idea of the students was to occupy the parliament and don't let the deputies go out of the parliament. And therefore, at the moment when the assembly was over, they had to go out, and there was this blockade all over the building, and the police was trying to take the MPs out of the parliament. And in this moment, some clashes emerged because the students were laying on the ground, not letting people go out, jumping on the cars of the members of the parliament, and that's why there have been some clashes. And it was the same situation in the summer when the peaceful protest turned kind of violent, because people were occupied the parliament for the whole day and would not let the members go out, and then the police had to take them out, and a clash started. But up to now, the blockade is over, and I think that all the members of the parliament managed to get out of the building.
Okay, that's good for them. So before we talk about wider scope of demands which students and also other people demand from the politics. Okay, this is one question. Which are those other demands? And my another question is there something new emerged from student movement? Because we know that today the young people will have to provide some new ideas which were not in public before.
Up to now, no political movement has been formed from the students. There have been like 3 months of the 3 weeks of occupation, but the process is really positive, because the students who in the previous years have been kind of disintegrated from the political life now actually stay in the buildings of the universities and discuss and try to look for their demands and kind of new political system. So the process is quite positive, and the thing is that in Bulgaria there is no kind of new left party, and the Socialist Party is actually the former Communist Party, and there is lack of trust that they actually have really socialist politics. So the thing is that now in the universities more socialist aspects of politics are being discussed. For example, free education, better access to the medical system and healthcare, and also the legal aspects and the problem with the corruption, which is always in the political discourse in Bulgaria right now.
Okay, my last question will be, are there any I don't know, demands, any ideas about democracy at such that is problematic? Because here in Slovenia there was quite a lot of talked about, and also in the Occupy movement, mm-hmm. there was this agenda in a public discuss. Is there also in Bulgaria this kind of a topic?
Yes, we can say so, that right now, yes, with the student movement. Because Bulgaria didn't actually have a strong Occupy movement. There are no strong anarchist or anti-globalist movements here. But right now, we have also a big refugee problem now in the country, because from the war of Syria. And we can say that racist and xenophobic movements have arisen. So the political system shows actual lack of capacity to deal with the problem. So right now the problem with the democracy is huge, because there have been 24 years of transition, and the whole the society agrees that it has been completely unsuccessful, so that we have to restart the process. But it will be a long process, which for now shows no working alternative.
Preden pridemo na drugo temo, pa en krajši glasbeni predah, in sicer Hauster Shane.
Ja cijeli život sanjam kako odlazim uz rijeku starim parobrodom koji vozi solo, i da nosim jednu davnu nikad prežaljenu ljubav, tanku dugačku cigaru i par mamuza od zlata, da sam Shane. Da sam Shane. Život uz granicu je opasan i tvrd. Čujem priču kako sa mnom jaše smrt.
život sanjam kako odlazim uz rijeku starim parobrodom koji vozi skitnice na zapad. Ja nosim jednu davnu, nekad prežaljenu ljubav, tanku dugačku cigaru i par mamu za od zlata da sam mrši.
Torej, nadaljujemo v sosednji Hrvaški, kjer bodo v začetku prihodnjega meseca, natančneje 1. decembra, na referendumu odločali o definiciji družine. Oblasti na Hrvaškem so na podlagi strani katoliške skupine V ime obitelji oziroma V imenu družine zbranih 700 tisoč podpisov vsem polnoletnim državljanom Republike Hrvaške dale možnost, da odločajo o pravicah manjšine, v tem primeru v istospolnih družinah, ki so razumljivo, tako kot po vsem svetu, del tudi hrvaške družbe. Referendumsko vprašanje se bo oglasilo, ali ste za to, da se v ustavo Republike Hrvaške ustavi člen oziroma odločba, da je zakon življenjska zveza med moškim in žensko. Sogovornica je Sanja Juras, koordinatorka lezbične skupine Kontra. Na Hrvaškem bodo tako prvič na referendumu odločali o človekovih pravicah manjšine.
Ovaj referendum bio bi jedan opasan presedan što se tiče zaštite ljudskih prava u Republici Hrvatskoj. Po prvi puta bi se dogodilo kada bi referendum se zaista održao da se na referendumu odlučuje o ljudskim pravima i to ljudskim pravima manjine u Republici Hrvatskoj. Nažalost, do sada kroz javnu raspravu generalno se nisu očitovali o ovom pitanju, znači o sadržaju referendumskog pitanja kao pitanju ljudskog prava, ni vlada, ni Sabor hrvatski, a ni Ustavni sud. Mi smo apelirali na Hrvatski sabor da ne raspiše takav referendum jer se radi o pitanju ljudskih prava, odnosno da barem uputi pitanje na Ustavni sud vezano za ovu temu. Ustavni sud također se očitovao o proceduri na vlastitu inicijativu, ali se nije očitovao o sadržaju referendumskog pitanja. Sutra u 10 sati ujutro mi ćemo iz ovog razloga uputiti Ustavnom sudu prijedlog za ocjenu ustavnosti samog sadržaja referendumskog pitanja. Očekujemo da će se Ustavni sud brzo očitovati. Mi smatramo da bi referendum svakako trebao biti zabranjen.
V naslednji izjavi Sanje Juras o svojevrstnem pristopu do tega družbenega vprašanja. Še preden je hrvaška vlada oziroma aktualna politika načela to temo, je katoliška skupina v ime obitelji pohitela z zahtevo po spremembi ustave in sicer spremembo ustave na področju človekovih pravic.
Ova inicijativa zapravo od samog početka pokušava prikazati homoseksualne osobe kao opasnost za hrvatsko društvo, za obitelj, za brak, za djecu. I zapravo se širi govor mržnje, ovo je jedna velika kampanja govora mržnje koja traje već mjesecima u Hrvatskoj i ima zapravo jako negativne posljedice za hrvatsko društvo na način da se netolerancija širila po svim gradovima, da je čak dolazilo do incidenata gdje bi osobe koje su prikupljale potpise za tu inicijativu i napadale neke od volontera, aktivista za LGBT prava, primjerice volontere Split Pride-a u Splitu i tako. Tako da jednostavno stvorena je jedna jako, jako negativna atmosfera vezano za prava LGBT osoba u Hrvatskoj.
Postavlja se vprašanje, katero bo lahko naslednje referendumsko vprašanje oziroma vsebina, o kateri bodo lahko odločali vsi?
Ukoliko se provede ovakav referendum i to će biti zaista presedan u Hrvatskoj da će se na referendumu odlučivati o ljudskim pravima manjina i u tom slučaju naravno otvara se pitanje koje pitanje odnosno koja tema će se sljedeći puta naći na referendumu. Naravno to otvara mogućnost da sljedeći put na referendumu budu ili manjinska prava, prava nacionalnih manjina ili primjerice pravo na pobačaj, druge slične teme naravno.
Za konec pa še izjava o posljednjem pozivu državljanom Hrvaške strani lezbične skupine Kontra, govori Sanja Juras.
30. studenoga mi ćemo organizirati marš glasam protiv, na kojem ćemo posljednji puta pozvati hrvatske građane da učine ono što državne institucije nisu, znači da zaštite ljudska prava manjine u Hrvatskoj i da izađu i glasaju protiv. Naravno, to sve ukoliko propadne i naš zadnji apel državnim institucijama da zabrane referendum. Sutra u 10 sati ujutro, ponavljam, predajemo zahtjev Ustavnom sudu da se očituje o sadržaju referendumskog pitanja.
Tako, prišli smo do konca. Balkan Ekspres so pripravljala Luka Počivalšek in Gregor Kuhar. Budite lepo pozdravljeni.
Onaj specifični, dobri, stari, srpsko-hrvatski, koji postoji samo za slovenački pogled. To je zapravo, ja mislim, jezik iz stare Jugoslavije, slovenačke nomenklature, birokratije u Beogradu. Tako da.
Bratstvo i jedinstvo je završeno. Vreme je da se upoznamo, se pravi bratstveno jedinstvo je končano, čast je da se spoznamo, jer mislim da je to demagogija.
Balkan Ekspres. Vsako drugo sredo, točno opoldne.